It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Comes around and he makes things right. Everybody's feeling gay when they hear this fella say,
"There's a really big shoe tonight. A really big show tonight."
You forget that, Miss Kimberly?
That was Ed Sullivan.
But I sent you a note the other day about how great you did. This is Jasper Marabli, by the way.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen. I sent Kimberly a note because I text her like 3,000 times a week.
Four thousand.
And I said, "Kimberly, it's unbelievable what you're doing with the Kansas City Chiefs ambassadors, doing their PR and getting the word out and getting the chefs together for the event." And you said it's going to be a really big shoe.
So you sent me the link.
So you sent me the link. And I sent this to our producer. I said, "Play that for Kimberly." I was waiting for you to catch it.
I love it.
We are live at the Hen House Market, 117th and Row. What a beautiful summer morning. Is this something else?
It is gorgeous. And the hatch peppers are roasting up there.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what we're doing in here? We're enjoying this biscuits and gravy,
Kimberly,
and bacon.
They started the breakfast here. Biscuits and gravy, $4.99. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you. I just went over and bought myself some. I had no idea they were doing it.
And you're sharing, Jasper. You bought two forks.
But look, I didn't
have to remind you.
I have that, and I have Lisa's not around today. Fresh squeezed orange juice. That's right. I'm not supposed to be drinking that much of it.
Well, we've got a little picnic going on here.
Kimberly, look at this. It looks like you're playing poker here or something.
Well, you know, Bill Esch of Hen House, he's feeling very generous lately.
I'm telling you.
This is like
let's make a deal. They're feeling very generous today.
They are. And we've got like five $25 Hen House gift cards to give away. And Mark Boyer, of course, president of Tippin's Pies, he's still in Colorado, but he made sure we had some Tippin's Pies.
Will you look at that? Wait a second, Kim. Pete's Cooler Pies right now. And there's so much going on here at the Hen House, so you need to come on out here. All you do is say the secret word, which is?
Pot de creme, because it's National Pot de creme Day.
Pot de creme. Now, everybody, I hope everybody knows what pot de creme is. It's this delicate little chocolate custard. Oh, my. I've had a few pot de cremes in my time, I'm going to tell you right now. Come on out to the store, because also we're having a hatch pepper festival, Kimberly.
In fact, I saw them loading them into the roaster a while ago.
And the butcher just came up to me and told me, he said, "I know what day it is today." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I know the secret word." I said, "Ha ha, you don't know the secret word." He thought the secret word was going to be hamburger for National
Hamburger
Day.
It is National Burger Day.
Kim, look at the ad. Wait, stop that. Don't turn the page.
Tippins.
T-I-P-P-I-N-S, lady.
Deep dish peach pie.
Wait, look at the price.
$8.99. That's a steal.
Buy five. Put them in the freezer.
That's right. That's right. You got it, Jay.
I don't know if you saw my recipe of the week this week. I went all out.
Please. Local watermelon and burrata.
Oh, Kimberly. And I got this inspiration from my friend Michael Smith. We were doing a dinner together. And I said, "Oh, my God, look at this." I said, "Michael," I said, "we're doing the tomatoes and the burrata. You put these beautiful little greens on top. Why don't we do this with watermelon? It's summertime. The watermelon is as ripe as can be right now."
Perfect.
Burrata. It's mozzarella's creamy, dreamy cousin.
You talk about that during Mozzarella Theater.
That's right. So I put it together, and I want to give a little tribute to my friend Michael Smith, Chef Michael Smith.
Chef Michael Smith, James Beard Award-winning Chef Michael. Have you ever gone to one of their big nights?
Oh, come on. What do you have to aggravate me for? You know, okay. I can't take off on Thursday night. I sit there and look at his pastas. What is this man doing? Get him out of Jasper's and have him make me some pasta.
And, of course, Nancy, his beautiful wife, Jennifer. Manager, wine director. She picks out beautiful half-price bottles of Italian
wine. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Really. You know, I made you a little pasta today before your dinner, which we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there, and I had to feed you anyway, and a little pesto, and I put the olive oil on at the end. I said, "This is olive Michael Smith." I always talk about that.
That's right.
I finished it with a little bit of olive oil.
It was incredible.
I was making basil, and Kimberly was at the... I was making pesto. Kimberly was sitting there having a meeting or something. She heard the blender going on. "What are you doing?" I said, blender pesto. How do you make your pesto? I know you're supposed to make it in the mortar, you know, but when you make it enough for 50 and 60 people, I don't have the little mortar
no,
and pesto to make it with. So
Oh, and it was incredible, Jasper. Yeah. In fact, Eddie Kennison and Shamika.
Oh, I forgot they
came
were
and
there.
Sat
that's
down
right,
across from
right.
us, and I was just finishing that. So,
well, Kimberly, anyway. It's a great day. It's a really big shoe
really
today.
Big shoe.
And seriously, you need to come out here to Henhouse because, I don't know, next weekend is a big, big weekend, my friends.
It is Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
And, of course, and it's just downhill until the end of the year, right?
So if you think about Memorial Day kicks off the summer, Labor Day ends the summer,
yeah.
let's just say. But we start with ribs in May, and we're going to end with ribs in August. It's going to be September next week.
It will be September,
ouch,
Jay.
Ouch, ouch.
Pork loin baby back ribs, buy one, get one free.
That's the BOGO for Kimberly Stern
there
here at the Henhouse Market, and you need to come on out here right now.
And don't we have some burgers for National Burger Day back three?
Wait. They're Hatch Burgers.
They're Hatch Burgers.
That's what the butcher was telling me.
Oh.
Hatch Burgers he made.
Okay.
Oh,
and they're $3.15 a pound?
$3.19 a pound.
$4 cents off.
4 cents off, Kimberly. Oh, my God. I gotta sit there and control you. What'd you do this week? You're a busy little lady.
Well, you know, Lisa, Katie Van Lucien, and I didn't take you, but we went to the soft opening of Berbelia's Roost over on Metcalf, old Fuddruckers.
I
and
heard
of course,
all about it.
Gary Berbelia, it was incredible. We had fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, mac and cheese. We had a burger. We had a pork tenderloin. Jasper, I can't wait for you to go over there and taste that.
Oh, now wait a second. So Lisa comes down to the restaurant, picks me up because my car had a little
accident.
Bender.
Mm-hmm.
So Lisa's Miss Uber this week. And stop the show. We have... There we go, Paul DeGrim. You have a winner here.
Which one do you want?
She knows what to pick. Thank you so much for coming in. We have another winner here. Oh, my God, how beautiful. Thanks for listening to the show.
Oh,
we appreciate it.
There you go.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, how about that? Anyway, we're back now. We're talking about dinner at the Berbelia's Roost.
We are.
And Kimberly, I said, so what'd you have for dessert? Tell me all about it. She said, we had these donuts, Jay.
Oh.
Cinnamon donuts.
Fritters.
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 I'm in trouble. I'm going over there. No way
they
in the
were,
world.
Katie and Lisa and I had to fight over them. I felt like I was at dinner with you.
Oh, thanks
what can
a lot.
I say?
Wait a second. We have a winner.
Which one would
we
you
have
like?
Another winner here. How about that?
All right.
Man, Kimberly, slow down with giving stuff away. What are you doing, lady?
Right and left. I'm Santa Claus.
You're our Santa Claus. That S-A-N-T-I, like Santa Callahan days?
Kind of, Jay. Kind of. So, and last night was at the Roastery Ladies Night Out, an American Fusion food truck, and Torched Goodness served food. It was fabulous.
Oh, you mean, what's his name was there?
Chef Tito.
Tito.
Yeah.
Oh, he's crazy, man.
Yeah, he is crazy.
How'd they get the truck down there? I mean, it's only like 655 feet long.
Well, they served inside because of the weather. The weather was quite inclement.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Kimberly, I'm hungry. What's on the show today?
We have a fabulous show today. We have Columbus Park Ramen, of course, Abby Joe and Josh Ians. We have Wesley True, Bravo Top Chef contestant.
Oh, my gosh. I'm starving. I'm eating these biscuits and gravy and having a little juice. Sitting back. We're giving away stuff. Come on out to the Hen House Market, 117th and Row. Kimberly Stern and I are here live celebrating National
Burger Day.
And Pot de Creme
Day. Creme Day.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be back right after these messages right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Traffic and weather together first on The Voice on KCMO.
You know, a splash of this and a pinch of that brings out amazing flavor. But if it's a splash of healthy olive oils and vinegars from Olive Tree, you'll have amazing natural flavor. Olive Tree in Overland Park can enhance your cooking naturally with fine oils and vinegars from around the world and here at home. Shop online at olivetreekc.com or at their boutique store in Hawthorne Plaza, 119th and Row. Olive Tree, taste the difference. See olivetreekc.com.
Come on, Mom. I'll be late.
Coming. With a job and an active family, I can't afford to get sick. So when my doctor told me vaccines could help protect me against serious diseases like whooping cough, I got vaccinated.
Mom!
Nothing is going to slow me down.
Get vaccinated today. It's one more thing you can do to stay healthy. To learn more, talk to your medical provider or pharmacist today. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Nothing beats the taste of Hen House's fresh, never-frozen chicken. At Hen House, our chicken is all-natural, farm-raised, cage-free, and grain-fed. When you try fresh, never-frozen chicken from Hen House, you get the hormone-free, antibiotic-free quality you and your family deserve. Come taste the difference at your neighborhood Hen House, ranked number one in taste tests. Find the one nearest you at henhouse.com. That's henhouse.com. Treat yourself to chicken that's been well-treated.
Target Time Defense in Blue Springs is the choice for training, indoor range shooting, and firearms. Say hello to TJ Nigro at the range or listen to Target Time KC Gun Talk Saturday at noon on KCMO.
Do you want to turn your collecting hobby into cash? If you're passionate about collecting anything, coins, antique furniture, dolls, thimbles, or just anything, you should become a dealer at the Brass Armadillo Antique Mall. At the Brass Armadillo, you'll be your own boss, have your own booth, and get to sell your collectibles. Call now and find out about free rent. The Brass Armadillo Antique Mall, the ultimate antique adventure in Grain Valley off I-70. Call the Brass Armadillo today for your free booth rental opportunity. 816-847-5260.
Cimarron trailers are better by design through continuous product evaluation and innovation. Cimarron understands the importance of keeping your horses and livestock comfortable in transit. That's why they have developed their Comfort by Design system that is made up of ingenious features to promote a quiet stall area and comfortable temperature, like VHB attached side sheets and insulated roof material on every trailer. For your next Cimarron trailer, contact Transwest Trailers at www.transwest.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Ah, Kimberly.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, we are here at the Hen House Market, 170th and Monroe. Kimberly, are you going to stop giving stuff away or what?
We still have giveaways.
All the radio remotes around town, Kim. I've never seen people give away as much as you do.
We just gave away like six things during that first segment. We've got a Jasper's cookbook, which the chef will autograph for
That's
you.
Right.
Or you can win a $25 gift certificate from Hen House, or
Tippins pies, oh my.
You can choose from one of these three fabulous gifts if you have the secret word.
That's right, and the secret word is
pot de creme.
Pot de creme.
Because it's National Pot de Creme Day.
That's right. Oh, I'd like to make myself a little pot de creme tonight. How about all these? You watching all the kids with their parents walking around here?
Oh, they're darling. Look at, she's eating a little cake pop.
Oh, look at her head. I love it. She knows
she's
we're talking
cute.
About her in
she
the
does.
Store. It's a great time here at the Hen House, seeing all of our friends here at the Hen House Market every week. Of course, we have a great show. You're bringing in Wesley True today to talk about the Row House Restaurant. My friend eats up there all the time in Topeka. I have not been there. You wrote about him a while back.
Well, Chef Craig Fox, you're right.
I didn't
know
that.
But we do have Wesley True on later.
Well, I'm really messed up. Wesley True is Top Chef.
And Renee Kelly, of course, our good pal Renee Kelly was on Top Chef.
But she's not on the show today.
No.
I'm going to get my notes.
Are you confused,
Jasper? I'm serious. I'm going to get some notes here because Carmen is texting me right now.
You got to pay attention.
Yeah, Carmen's texting me right now and saying, where are you at? I don't know if he means like where am I at mentally or if I'm at the Hen House Market. We have another winner, Kimberly. How about that?
Which one do you want?
She's taking the gift card. Thanks for listening to Live from Jasper's Kitchen. We listen every week. We like to hear that.
She's
thanks
our
so
listener.
Much.
Ever
we appreciate
listener.
It. Kimberly, I'm hungry, but look at all these specials today.
We have Wild Gulf, Easy Peel Shrimp, of course, the Pork Loin Baby Back Ribs, buy one, get one free. Peach Cooler Pie, $14.99, or the Deep Dish Peach Pie, $8.99. okay?
Grand opening specials, chicken breast, boneless, skinless, $1.99 a pound. But right now, yes.
People can come here on the, what is it, 31st, 1st, and 2nd to see the cheese lady.
Oh, we're going to talk about that next segment. Yeah, Sarah Kaufman's coming to town. But right now, I'm very hungry right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Kimberly, we're on our road trip series right now.
We are. And you know, Jasper, you almost made it to this restaurant.
I'm telling you, I made it to Lawrence. What's that, like 23 minutes? I'm trying, Miss Kimberly. But you have discovered someone in our own backyard. Well, I would say in our, you know, pretty close in Topeka.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, he's well known in the area. I actually wrote a story about him for Kansas Magazine several years ago. Greg Fox, who owns the Row House in Topeka. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I've heard so much about your restaurant, and I'm telling you, I'm doing this road trip series right now in places we can do for like a staycation around the Kansas City area, and this is the perfect spot. So welcome to our show. Tell us about the Roadhouse. I mean, American Fusion Restaurant right here in Kansas, and you're open for dinner. Let's talk about your restaurant and why you decided to open up.
Sure, I'd love to. Roadhouse has been open for 10 years. This is our 10-year anniversary, and we're just open for dinner Wednesday through Saturday evenings. We do a menu that changes every week, and we really stick with the seasons. We stick with, you know, as many local products as we can use, and we try to keep our recipes, you know, really related to our roots here in Kansas. It's an awesome building.
It is an awesome building. You renovated it. Tell us a little bit about the building.
Sure. Row houses were originally called the Ross Row Houses, and they were built in 1876. There's six row houses, and the restaurant occupies one. It's three stories. The buildings were built by William and Edmund Ross. They were actually, you know, they were old-time guys that were traveling from Florida to Washington, D.C. to Kansas by stagecoach back then. Our building is the only one that really has the original footprint still left.
So it's very, very historical.
Yeah, very historic inside and out. I mean, it's really a gem for the Midwest, the building itself.
Well, let's talk about the menu itself. I know back in the springtime, you were doing everything you could with as much local, of course, visiting the farmers markets in Topeka. Your menu evolves, of course, it's fusion, but you evolve around what you can find locally.
I don't say that we're 100% local, because sometimes I think that we have to step outside of that box.
Of course.
As well. So we like to use as many things as we can get, but we also like to supplement them with things that we're inspired by. This week our menu, you know, we've got cucumbers and pineapples together. Of course, we don't grow pineapples in Kansas, but the vinaigrette is with chives that are growing in our backyard, and parsley that's growing in our backyard in a little box. And we're trying to keep ourselves relevant and still impact, locally with produce that comes from around here, as well as where everybody else gets their produce out there in the world, where we can get beautiful things once in a while.
You know, Greg, I know a lot about your background and the fact that you are a songwriter. You love to write. You love music, of course, which took you to Nashville. You worked in you started a restaurant in Nashville.
I did, yeah. Me and my partner, we had two restaurants in Nashville.
And one of them was, I think one of them was very, very popular with the music scene, right?
We had a restaurant that was called Chibo, and Chibo was downtown on Church Street. We were real close to, you know, Music Row. I actually had worked for CMA for a short time, so we had lots of folks in the business that would utilize the restaurant, and we did do live music there as often as we could. We were a lunch place, so we didn't really have we weren't really open for evening crowds down there. But when we did do special occasions, we'd often do music at the restaurant. My partner Sylvia Harrelson was a pretty famous Patsy Cline impersonator. Yeah.
I love it. So, of course, you relocate back to Kansas, back to your hometown. So how did the concept for Row House come about?
I was looking to open a very similar concept to the one we had in Nashville. I loved lunchtime. I liked the fast pace. I really am a produce man. I mean, that's my forte, is vegetables and soups, you know, light fare. And I wasn't finding a location that really would work for me in Topeka. And I just was, you know, I happened upon this building the day that it went for sale, seriously. Immediately walked through it. And one day I wanted to do a a dinner place, you know, but I didn't think I was ready yet, but the building, that's the only thing that would work there. We've got three floors. There's lots of stairs. It needed to be a slower paced sort of evening. And the restaurant really evolved from the building itself. And I might have gotten into it earlier than I wanted to, doing dinner. But the building, you know, the building talked to me and the guests, you know, we kind of unfolded this over 10 years, what we would become.
I have to ask you, and we're going back a little bit, you love the restaurant business, it's obvious. How did you actually get started in Nashville, or and what brought you back to Kansas City in the Topeka area?
Well, my story's a little interesting. I went to travel and tourism school out of high school. So my first job was I worked as a travel agent, and I was most fascinated by the hotel business. That's really where I wanted to function. But my passions were acting and singing and all those sorts of fun things that young people do. So I kind of had this, two edges of me where half of me had to go into the hospitality business and half found to a stage or in a performance area of some sort. So I've worked in restaurants since I was 19. So whenever I wasn't doing something else, I would always land back either in a kitchen or in the front of the house would generally be where I would end up. Left New York and went to Nashville. I didn't find the music scene very appealing, or at least very approachable for myself. Just the pressure of it was a little too tough for me. So I worked in the hotel business, was ready to open an establishment, and a friend of mine, Sylvia, we decided she was looking for a spot too, so we decided to team up. And that's how the first restaurant was born. And then we opened a second location, and by then I was just chomping at the bit to relocate back to Kansas.
It gets in your blood, my friend. It gets in your blood. I have to ask you real quick, what's on the horizon for the Row House?
My idea behind the restaurant was to keep changing, not really changing our core belief system, which was to provide an awesome evening of dining and a really personal experience. You know, my staff really tries to get to know people. We talk about our guests, you know, who's coming in tonight, what are their special needs. We really take the time to learn about them in a special way. Our evolutionary process has been, we're having more and more guest chefs, which just last week, a former employee who's now a sous chef in Rehoboth Beach, she came back. She did the menu for the week. We do some events called Finding Forest, which I have a cook who's been with me, or my sous chef, Forrest, has been with me for about a year, and he's more into the science of cooking. So it didn't really go with our regular theme on a normal basis. So we have Tuesdays where we've done one a quarter, and we experiment with, you know, kind of molecular gastronomy. And he's extremely talented, and it brings a side of cooking that people might not see otherwise, unless they're in a large city. Plus, it puts it in an atmosphere that's comfortable because they've been to the Row House. We're also really working on the intimate music experience. I've found that it was something that I wanted to combine, and you used to always see a guitar somewhere in the restaurant. But now we're able to do these events that are bringing another experience to an environment that people are comfortable with. And now people trust our name. So when we put our stamp on a concert series, I think people know, hey, they're really going to do this well. It's not going to be, maybe we'll show up, maybe the band will be ready, maybe it'll be too loud. You know, we're really trying to diversify, but keep the restaurant core, you know, the inspired by our roots sort of place that it is.
Well, Greg, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. We won't wait so long to talk to you again. You can go online, rowhouserestaurant.net, and of course you can visit the Row House in Topeka at 515 Southwest Van Buren Street.
Well, we can't wait to visit you, my friends. I hope all our listeners visit you, too. Thanks for coming on the show. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen, celebrating 10 years right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
You may have have never loved a salad enough to become part of a club, but that's because you've never had a Tuscan chopped salad from Hen House. All white meat chicken, Wisconsin gorgonzola, real bacon bits, romaine, and iceberg lettuce. Join the Tuscan chopped salad club. Buy 10 salads, get the 11th free. Available 7 days a week at all stores. See your Hen House for details. Follow us on Facebook to see what's in season. And head to the nearest Hen House today. Hen House, your market. 92 delicious years.
Listen up, Kansas City. Dave Ramsey here. I'm excited to announce that for the first time ever, the Smart Money Tour featuring New York Times number one best-selling author Rachel Cruze and me. We're headed back. That's right. We're going to be in Kansas City on October 20th. If you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck and you're wondering what you're going to do when retirement comes around, well, you can find the answers at this one-night event. It's time to live more and worry less. Just visit DaveRamsey.com and reserve your Smart Money seats today.
CBS News Update. A funeral mass in Italy paid tribute to 35 of the nearly 300 killed in the Amatrice earthquake. The simple wooden coffins covered with flowers were laid out in a sports hall. Sky News correspondent Enda Brady is in nearby Ascoli Piccione.
They came here 20 miles away for this very special funeral. All of the mourners from two villages, they all knew each other. A state funeral attended by the Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and also the President of Italy, Sergio Mattarella.
Nine more bodies were recovered today, including three pulled overnight from a crumpled hotel. CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco.
This morning, three more bodies were pulled out, two of them from a hotel called Roma. And these two were two youngsters who were not known to the rescuers.
Nearly 400 people are still hospitalized. CBS News Update, I'm Steve Dorsey.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
Weather-wise, not as busy for your Saturday as a whole, but we'll still have to dodge a few showers and thunderstorms during the morning and possibly into the afternoon. Starting off cool, though, with partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the 60s, warming up to the mid-80s by the afternoon. I'm StormTrack 5 meteorologist Ronald Williams.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
There's nothing quite as delicious as premium quality beef. That's why Hen House offers only the best USDA Choice Certified Hereford beef. This is the beef that made Kansas City famous, selected for its exceptional flavor and tenderness. Cut fresh daily in-store by professional butchers. Available exclusively at Hen House. Visit henhouse.com or follow us on Facebook to see what's in season and head to the nearest Hen House today. Hen House, your market. 92 delicious years.
Listen up, Kansas City. Dave Ramsey here. I'm excited to announce that for the first time ever, the Smart Money Tour featuring New York Times number one best-selling author Rachel Cruze and me. We're headed back. That's right. We're going to be in Kansas City on October 20th. If you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck and you're wondering what you're going to do when retirement comes around, well, you can find the answers at this one-night event. It's time to live more and worry less. Just visit DaveRamsey.com and reserve your Smart Money seats today.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House Market. You need to come on out here, 117th and Row, because Kimberly, it's really one big shoe.
It's one big shoe.
That's right. taking off on the old Ed Sullivan Show. And if you come out right now, Kimberly has some nice gift certificates to give away.
We have given away like 8 different prizes this morning. We have 2 left. We have a Tippett's Pie certificate, and we have a Jasper's cookbook that Chef Jay will sign for you. But you have to say the secret word.
That's right. The secret word is?
Pot de creme.
I just make you say it because I can't pronounce it properly. Hey, this week you need to come on here to the Hen House Market. Wednesday and Thursday starting at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 9 a.m. to noon, even on Friday. Sarah Kaufman's going to be here, Kim.
Sarah's from Wisconsin. She's known as the Cheese Lady. She holds the Guinness World Book of Records for carving the largest cheese sculpture. Do you want to know how big that was?
How many pounds?
925-pound cheese sculpture.
No way.
She's going to be doing 300-pound cheese sculpture here, plus, I think, other 75-pound sculptures.
And you know what? She talks constantly while she carves. My kind of lady.
She's a cheese chatterer.
Well, we're going to be doing, for the first time, live remotes here at the Hen House on Wednesday and Thursday. So you need to come on over here right now, my friends. Get some more information about Sarah Kaufman, the cheese lady. Shop the Hen House Market.
Have
and
lunch.
Just enjoy yourself. Have a little
lunch
because,
with us.
That grill is looking really good this week. Hello, Miss Lisa. Are you listening? Come by for lunch. Pick me up. Kimberly, I'm a little hungry, and you got some delicious guests on the show today.
We are so excited. They are so busy. They own Happy Gillis in Columbus Park, and, of course, they own Columbus Park Ramen Shop. Abby Jo Eanes and Josh Eanes, and they're going to be talking to us about ramen.
Ramen. Come on, I'm hungry, man. All this food talk, that's all we do is talk food on this radio show right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk. Oh, Jasper.
Kimberly. What is that? Is that your new thing now? Oh, Jasper.
I'm trying to emulate you, Jay. What can I say?
Don't use those big words on me. Kimberly, do you know what we're talking about today?
Well, I certainly do. I did my homework. We're talking about ramen.
Ramen. I thought everybody loves Raymond. Ramen? Am I at the wrong show?
No, Jasper, you're not. You just need a reading lesson.
I looked at my mime attachment. Don't worry.
We are so lucky to have what I would call the king and queen of Kansas City ramen in the studio with us. We have Josh and Abby Jo Eanes of Columbus Park Ramen Shop in Columbus Park. And you guys have made such a splash. I mean, how long have you been open now?
It's been about, 9 months?
Wow.
Yeah, not quite a year.
Abby Jo just shakes her head. 9 months.
And, of course, you guys are located right across the street from Happy Gillis.
Actually in the same building.
Yeah,
connected.
Right around the corner.
Or in the same building. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yep.
In a garage.
Yep.
People literally line up around the block for your ramen.
Not so much now that it's really hot. It's too hot to stand outside to eat hot soup. But they have been known to stand around the block.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't realize this this old building in what we call, the Italians call the North End.
Uh-huh.
This was the original Chibes for our listeners and friends and Italian guys out there.
Those guys.
Who realize that we all grew up going down to Chibes, sitting at the corner drugstore, and Chibes would make you this little sandwich and one of these, they're called Mike and Ike's or something, they throw in the microwave. And that was like a big thing to hang out at Chibes. If you got thrown out of Chibes, and you really, like you were one of the guys down, people knew who you were. He got thrown out of G-Base. But now, and you still got the old sign up there still.
Yeah, the sign is great. It's this antique sign that I think is very noticeable in the city, and it's great. Yeah, we love the building.
Yeah, it's part of Kansas City history.
So talk to us about ramen, and truly you helped break through people's perceptions here of what ramen and what good ramen is.
Yeah, because we all know about ramen in college and your little 25-cent little cup that you buy at the store.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's that's a journey that we're on. I don't think we've gotten there yet.
Still breaking through.
Yeah, okay. I mean I think the education part of it is probably the biggest challenge that we've had, and we anticipated it, but it's something that we face every day. And I think ramen in particular is just ingrained in people's minds that it's supposed to be 25 cents, and it's what you eat to get through college kind of a thing.
Right.
And people don't see it as something that can be, as we would say, like a real treat, to eat. Like it's something that can be very special and nuanced and complex. And so we're just trying to educate people that it's a valid cuisine, on its own.
And it's slow food served fast is what you guys like to say as well.
Right. Because it's part of the education process of letting people know that ramen isn't fast. In its process, it takes days to make broth and all the things to get ready to serve the bowl of ramen really fast.
And let's talk about that. Let's back this all up, the whole process. And for many, many listeners who probably don't even know what ramen is, let's start with that.
So I think at its simplest form, ramen, think of ramen as noodle soup. and just that's at the foundation, that's what it is. And you can even think of it as chicken noodle soup with a Japanese accent if you're eating a chicken-based ramen. But it's basically the foundation is the broth. So generally it can be meat-based. It can also be vegetarian.
Bone broth?
Yeah, that's where, you know, this hipsters like to use terms like bone broth, which just means stock.
I'm a hipster.
It means stock. Well, you're hipper than you think, maybe. But it's just like a really delicious stock is the base that's seasoned with some sort of form, either salt, soy sauce, miso, and the way that the broth is seasoned is how the ramen gets its name. So if you hear the words like miso ramen or shio, that's all how the broth is seasoned. Then there's the noodles. So the noodles are very specific to ramen. They're alkaline. So what that means is they're made with alkaline salts, and it helps the noodles to hold up in the hot broth.
And you taught yourself this. I mean, of course, you're a well-known chef, but you all taught yourself this. It's not like you didn't go to some ramen school and say, or, you know, you started studying and you wanted to do this.
Yeah, so I think we did it a little backwards. It kind of started with the space that we had, the garage, that felt like it was a perfect vehicle for ramen. And so then we had to backpedal and be like, well, this is what we want to do and what we feel like is right for Kansas City. Now, like, we got to figure out how to make it.
You were one of the first Kickstarters, I think, in town for restaurants. I contributed my name is somewhere on the wall
there.
What
a response. And what a response.
And you guys, yeah, what an incredible response.
It was crazy. I mean, it literally blew up.
People were hungry for ramen.
Yeah, we actually raised over $12,000 in the first day of our Kickstarter.
The first day.
We couldn't get anything done because our phone was dinging all day with notifications saying that more people were donating to what we were wanting to.
Our phones were going to explode. You know?
That just shows you the outpouring from your friends and people interested who wanted to see this, because literally it has not been done yet in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Until you open this up.
And one of the cool things, someone was in the shop the other day, they were looking at the wall with some names on it, which there's about around 120 names on the wall, but we actually have 349 supporters, and maybe more if spouses or families are included in that. But someone said, well, you don't know all of these people, do you? And I said, I actually know almost all of these people. There's probably a handful of people where I've said, do you know who this person is? I don't really know. And sometimes Josh knows who they are. But in general, it's like they are our community, which is really neat.
Very neat. And how many seats do you have?
20-ish.
Yeah, 20, 24 inside. And then we have a little like bar outside in the alley that we converted that has 10 seats. So we have a little bit of outdoor seating that helps too when the weather's nice.
And takeout?
We do takeout now. Yep.
Do you call ahead for takeout? Is that a good idea?
You can call ahead, but what we do is we just always let you know we don't actually start it until you arrive. That way it's the freshest, because it's kind of, that was our compromise of doing the takeout.
How does it travel?
Yeah, it's meant to be eaten when you make it. So it travels okay, and a lot of people really enjoy the takeout. It's a place where we feel like we can do the takeout this way, and it's not completely compromising what we're wanting to do in the ramen experience itself. So
what's the most popular ramen dish? And you change up the menu.
Well, right now we have 4 ramen on the menu, and we do usually a special every weekend. Uh-huh. We also have a pickle plate, so I feel like they kind of compete with each other all the time of what's the most popular, but probably the shoyu right now is the most popular, wouldn't you say?
Which is?
Yeah, and that's probably the best, like, first-time ramen if you've never had it. I would say maybe the safest bet. It's basically, like I was saying before, chicken noodle soup. So it's a chicken broth that we blend with a little bit of dashi, seasoned with soy sauce. So it's more, I think, what people are expecting, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And it's honestly, it's one of my favorites. It's a great everyday ramen. It's not too heavy. It's satisfying. It has complexity, but it's also just straightforward and delicious. So it comes with roasted chicken that we roast every day, whole chickens and pull, soft-boiled marinated egg, some marinated shiitake mushrooms.
Is the egg one of the eggs like you made me that morning for breakfast, one of your 70-degree eggs?
No, so ramen eggs are, we played around with doing the circulated eggs, and we didn't like it in the broth because it was so soft.
Really? Okay.
That it kind of, in a soup environment, we didn't like how it kind of disappeared into the broth.
Sure.
So we actually do a soft-boiled egg. So soft-boiled, yolk is still runny, and then it's marinated in like a soy sauce mixture. And so it's still gooey, but it has texture so you can pick it up and eat it.
My daughter, Alexandra, introduced me to ramen, Kimberly, and she now makes one that she calls a stracciatella ramen. It's an Italian style where she does more like she separates the eggs. So it looks like a stracciatella soup, little rags in there. And that's her kind of own little version with the pork in it. So everybody's on the ramen kick. Of course, you guys were the first here with it in Kansas City. And we congratulate you. And we hope all of our friends go down there because it's It's such a unique part of the neighborhood down there, Kimberly.
It's an experience. I mean,
really
you talk
is.
About experiential dining. What you guys have created, of course, with Happy Gillis and now with Columbus Park Ramen Shop, is truly an experience that you can't get anywhere else.
And I don't care about the weather. I'm sorry, because I like hot dishes in the summer, and that's just me. So I hope our friends also come down and visit you this summer, because it's really an experience.
And when we asked Josh and Abby Joe any special events they wanted to mention, they said just normal deliciousness.
Aww.
I like that. So visit ColumbusParkRamenShop.com. Columbus Park Ramen Shop is at 549 Gillis Street in KCMO.
Thanks for coming on, my friends.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Get back to work and make some ramen for us. This is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen celebrating 10 years right here on KCMO.
103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
You know, a splash of this and a pinch of that brings out amazing flavor. But
hey, Jasper.
Seriously, that's the kind of interview I like.
I love it. And, you know, Josh and Abby Joe, the local restaurant community is so incredible. And they're two very innovative, an innovative young couple.
I kind of wonder what could be next. You know, they keep thinking that maybe another little corner down there. Maybe, I don't know, it's the Italian North End at one time. So maybe something a little Italian down there.
And they live down there.
Oh, they live right upstairs, the kids. I know one of my friends, the neighbor down there, and he always talks to me about the kids running around, this and that. So, look who showed up with my chef jacket, Kimberly.
And it's beautifully pressed and starched.
Oh,
nice job, Miss Lisa.
Thank you very much. Well, Kimberly, we're going to take a little break here. We'll be right back here on Kansas City's finest live food show. All talk, all food radio on KCMO.
Talk radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
You know, a splash of this and a pinch of that brings out amazing flavor. But if it's a splash of healthy olive oils and vinegars from Olive Tree, you'll have amazing natural flavor. Olive Tree in Overland Park can enhance your cooking naturally with fine oils and vinegars from around the world and here at home. Shop online at olivetreekc.com or at their boutique store in Hawthorne Plaza, 119th and Row. Olive Tree, taste the difference. See olivetreekc.com.
Your family loves pork, but you don't want to serve them a bunch of added hormones and preservatives. You want all natural premium pork. And that's exactly what you'll find at Hen House. Fresh, hand-selected, raised on local farms. Natural, delicious pork every time. Visit henhouse.com or follow us on Facebook to see what's in season. And head to the nearest Hen House today. Hen House, your market, 92 delicious years.
One of the things I love about our friends over at Window World is their exceptional value. Dave Ramsey here. Folks, if you're in the market for windows or doors, you need to call Window World of Kansas City. In just over 10 years in business, Window World has improved the look and efficiency of over 28,000 homes in Kansas City. Window World is the home of the original $189 window. And these $189 windows are amazing. They come with double strength glass, a lifetime warranty, and the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Plus, Window World is committed to serving my listeners well. So give Window World a call today for a free in-home estimate. 816-799-0820. That's 816-799-0820 or windowworld.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Be sure and tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Kimberly.
You and Martel back in the studio are talking fantasy
it's fantasy football. Today's our day, our draft day. Come on.
Okay.
It's a big day. I have the wrestling to worry about, but I got fantasy football right now.
It's a big shoe.
Come on over here to Hen House Market. We're here at Camelot Court, 119th and Row. And Kimberly, I'm thinking about Sarah Kaufman, the cheese lady, coming here next week.
She is coming in August 31st, September 1st and 2nd. She'll be in the International Cheese Shop carving a 300-pound mammoth wheel of cheese.
That is something else. And Cameron, I have to congratulate you right now because I have my notes in front of me.
Yeah.
And you're just rolling with all this information.
I am.
Look at it. How do you know all this stuff?
I just know, Jay.
Are you serious? Are you like my daughter? You just read one time and then you're like a sponge?
Pretty much.
I got mad at the teacher one time that called Alex a sponge. I thought it wasn't a good word. They said, no, she absorbs everything. You do. I don't absorb nothing. Nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N.
N-U-T-H-I-N. I think that's how you spell it, isn't it, Jasper?
Well, my friends, we have such a great show going on here at the Hen House Market right now. We're eating biscuits and gravy and bacon. You can come by anytime. How about these beautiful waffles on weekend mornings?
The gorgeous waffles. And, of course, it's National Hamburger Day. They've got Hatch hamburgers here.
Wait a second. You told me it was National, what's the name again?
Pot de creme.
Pot de creme.
Which is the secret word. We have one more prize to give away.
One more prize.
If somebody comes up to the table and says pot de creme.
Hen House Market, it's your place. 93 delicious years here in Kansas City. It's buy fresh and buy local, and now's the time to come here. The figs. Did you see the figs, Kimberly?
Oh, the figs are gorgeous. Do you have anything at the restaurant right
well,
now?
Well, I have a little figs and prosciutto ham.
Oh.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to get a bunch of figs.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to give them to some friends of mine, and we're going to make the puree, and then we're going to put it away for Alex's wedding cookies.
Oh, the cookie table.
Yeah. Got to have fig cookies.
The cookie table.
So, I mean, I know a lot of Italian ladies out there are going to make cookies for my family, but
they're probably just starting.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, hey, Kim, I'm hungry. We have another interview left. I didn't know that.
We do. We have Wesley True, who was a contestant on Bravo Top Chef. At the very same time, our good friend and Kansas City chef, Renee Kelly, was.
Take it away, Martel. Back in the studio with our good friend, Wesley True.
Kimberly, I always like meeting new friends that I've met through other people, and our good friend Chef Terry Milley from Cowtown Cheesecake introduced us to the next guest, and I think you're really going to enjoy this interview.
Well, I'm excited because I watched him on the most recent season of Bravo Top Chef, as you did,
oh, yes.
And all of America did. We've got Wesley True, who is executive chef of The Optimist in Atlanta, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? So I guess y'all all see my butt then. anybody who's watched Top Chef, it's quite embarrassing. So I say on Top Chef, I'm like, "Whoa, you see my butt?" So that's awesome.
Well, you know, I had a comment to make, but the FCC won't let me, so we won't even go there. Continue with the interview, Miss Kimberly.
Well, Chef Wes, tell us about your experience on Top Chef.
It was tough. I mean, yeah. It looked a lot easier on TV, sitting on my couch and drinking a beer. But you know, the time limit seemed like very doable. But you know, you're in new kitchens. Kitchen's super spread out. Sometimes stuff's broken. You know. And I guess right when we first started, you know, my stove was literally like 200 feet from where I'm chopping vegetables. So
that's probably
a little bit of difficulty that sometimes doesn't transfer. I don't think to the average person it transfers to them, but I guess as a regular chef, I'm like, why are these people taking so long? Why are these people messing up all the time? That's what I was saying. Now I know.
That's what I want to know. I mean, I'm looking at this, and you, when you watch the show, you say, man, I mean, this is, are they serious? Come on, some of these things are so amateur, and they're doing. But then I guess when you do it yourself, then you wonder, well, here, they don't see what's going on in the background. I know our good friend, Chef Renee Kelly, we've interviewed her about her Top Chef experience, and there's a lot more than what we see on TV.
Yeah, I definitely think that. It's just, you know, they push you to your limit. I guess the difference between, you know, doing a show versus in the restaurant, you know, we get to send out mid-courses and get to send over a waiter to say, oh, the chef didn't really like what was coming out, so we're going to prepare a new one for you. You don't really get that option.
Right, and they're, that's what and they're telling you right on camera. They're criticizing you, right? I mean, you've got to figure out.
Sometimes, not every time.
Not every time. but sometimes, you know, when they're critiquing you, you don't really have a chance to react. The camera doesn't really go away, right?
No, I mean, you're getting filmed constantly. There's numerous cameras in your face. And that adds to the stress level of the whole experience.
And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to catch that facial expression or something and then throw it back at you later on. Now, I have to ask you, let's go.
You, or catch you leaving a sticker on a tomato.
Oh, no. That's right. Yours was in the food processor, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was straining it out there, so it's all good.
That's okay. Exactly. I love it. Now, tell us about The Optimist and the restaurant, please.
Optimist is a very busy restaurant. Bon Appetit, L'Esquire, best new restaurant in America. I think that was 2013. Won a Bon Appetit award as well. You know, very simple,
well, simple in my eyes. I mean, I guess the guests, you know, think differently, but very simple, straightforward food with just different twists on classic dishes.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty much like a, I guess, a nice elevator pitch for what the Optimist is about.
And, of course, you're in Atlanta, so what a beautiful city to have a restaurant, too. I mean, with all of the, you know, the culinary world just around you, and you have every resource that you want, you know, and especially with the spring and summer upon us. I mean, I could just only imagine your menus that are going to be coming out.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like, right now I'm working on some old school. Made a raft. Haven't done one of those in a while, but, you know, I did, like, a fish fumet with lavender in it. And I'm poaching first of the season, medallion onions in there. We're going to do that with grapefruit, trout roe, and lobster.
And what about, you mentioned something about an oyster bar you're working on.
Yeah, well, we have an oyster bar that's already set in place. We run up to 14 different oysters at one time. We're kind of looking, you know, I was kind of looking since I got here probably 7-8 months ago, what can we do in here that's different but still familiar? And, you know, I was messing with the idea of doing ceviche, because everyone does crudos. That's pretty much a standard thing. So I was looking, let's not do crudos. Let's look at doing ceviches. And the ceviche kind of, you know, brought me back to pickled herring, and I thought about gravlax. And I kind of started thinking, you know, why couldn't we do like a kind of seafood charcuterie program, if you will? And we started toying around with that idea, and, you know, we're going to be launching this thing. So we're pretty excited. You know, we have just some playful dishes, like a shrimp hot dog, but it's treated like as you would a pork sausage. Instead of the fat that you know, in a nice pork sausage, you have a little fat granules in there. Instead of that, we're using swordfish belly, and we're smoking it. So the sausage eats really heavy in a good way. It eats kind of more like barbecue, and we're going to top that with like a, I've never done this before, I've got to test it out this week, but like a white fish chili. So we're going to do like a cream-based chili with like fresh ancho, you know, like poblano peppers and our roasted jalapenos, cumin, coriander. We're going to do a chili dog kind of based off, you know, seafood.
You should see my guest host face right now as you're describing the food. I think you're a little hungry on this Saturday morning, Ms. Kimberly.
I'm taking notes, Wesley. That sounds absolutely amazing.
We're talking to Wesley Chu right now. Of course, you saw him on Top Chef. His restaurant is Optimist in Atlanta. And Kimberly, you know, when we talk to our chefs, they, you know, they really get into their menu. I mean, this is what it's all about. Come on, this is our livelihood and food. Everybody wants to hear about that.
Absolutely, the description was gorgeous. Okay, Wesley, we ask our chefs this all the time, because I think it links directly back to what you do for a living. What do you like to do on your time off there in Atlanta?
Lay on my couch a lot.
Okay.
there you go. He's honest.
I like to play guitar. You know, I have a kid who's 15 months old now. I think 15, 14 months old. I've got a great memory, obviously. I know that much. And hang out with my kid and, you know, try to see if what new word he's going to say for the day and try to chase him around. He's nuts. So, you know, just try to have a nice family life. You know, try to balance this chaotic restaurant life with a family life. You know, I think that's the key to truly living. You know, that's the thing.
Right.
Also, you know, I'm past the point of bragging how many hours I work.
No,
you know,
doubt.
How do we move forward with that whole balance? And there's actually an article, I think, in the Boston Globe that came out recently about that, about the chefs trying to balance their life out.
Well, here, now, one last question, Miss Kimberly. On your day off or at home or late at night, what is your favorite dish? Because for me, everybody thinks it's pasta or something like that. Boy, for me, it's just a good old cannoli. But how about you?
I don't know. I cooked some chicken last night with some goat cheese and capers and sun-dried tomatoes. I was kind of really old school and just easy. I like to eat pizza a lot, actually. I kind of like a good pizza.
Yeah.
Well, we like
that's
that,
way to go. Good pizza and vodka.
Well, there you go.
I don't know if that's a pairing.
It is now.
It could be, exactly. Well, if you're in Atlanta, you must stop in and say hello to our friend Wesley Chu. He's at The Optimist. The website is?
TheOptimistRestaurant.com.
Wesley, thanks so much for coming on, my friend. We appreciate it.
Y'all check me out on Instagram, Wesley Chef, WSLEYCHEF.
Oh, I'm going to follow you right now, my friend. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter.
where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
KCMO FM 1037 and AM 710. KCMOTalkRadio.com. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.